been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. Hey, the beginning of a three-day weekend, Monday being President's Day. This is Bill Gunderson. It is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. A lot of best stocks moving today. Look at this. We have the Dow right now up 271 points. Although it's not as good as it looks underneath the surface. The Nasdaq's only up 0.3%. The Dow is up 1.1%. So it's trade talk with China. So a lot of those multinationals, the needle moving quite a bit on them, driving the Dow up 271 points. The Dow is now at 25,710. The NASDAQ, on the other hand, many of those stocks not really impacted by a potential deal with China. The NASDAQ's up 23 points right now. We'll take it, but that's only 0.3% compared to the Dow 1.1%. The NASDAQ is now at 2,451. The S&P 500 is up 21 points, kind of splitting the difference there between the Dow and the NASDAQ. The S&P is at 2,767. The small caps are doing well. They're up 0.7%. The noticeable laggard here is the NASDAQ, and I'll have to dig into that and find out what might be holding that back. It is up, however. We got crude oil up $1.01 to $55.42. That's a 1.9% move. Gold is up $6 per ounce, $13.19. Gold continues to rise very slowly, but it is moving in the right direction if you're a gold bug. Silver up 8 cents. Hi-ho, silver away, $15.60. And the 10-year yield, 2.68%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. I'm watching SUI starting. That's the big Southeast Wildlife Exposition. A lot of wildlife art and hunting dogs and bait demonstrations, cast nets of bait. I'm going to try to wander over there sometime later in the day if the market cools down a little bit. It looks pretty fun. A lot of people in town here for the whole weekend in Charleston to attend SUI. If you're in the neighborhood, stop on by. Well, there may be a preliminary agreement between us and China, a memorandum of understanding. Okay, all right. I've seen a few of those memorandums of understanding. Well, that's where we're at right now. And that is helping the market here a lot this morning, especially the Dow, especially those multinationals that have been really rocked by all of this China tariff trade spat news off and on over the last year. I think it's been almost a year now since President Trump started this all. Well, there's not much inflation going on in China. You might think, well, that's a good thing, but it's showing that their consumer price index rose at the weakest pace in a year. And the figures suggest that China will struggle to reverse last year's broader economic slowdown, which was the worst in a decade. So what did Donald Trump do to China? Well, their biggest slowdown, economic slowdown, in over 10 years. And now we're in almost beginning year two of that trade war. But we did have a truce. That is good for two more weeks, a white flag, a ceasefire, no more escalating, no more upping the ante. I'll see your tariff and raise you by two tariffs. No more of that business going on. a memorandum of understanding, some kind of wording like that, and that's got the market all excited, hot and bothered here today. We'll see whether or not it can last. We had kind of a weekday yesterday in the market, just kind of hugging that flat line as all of this going on in the background. In fact, China was down 1.4% overnight. Hong Kong was down 1.9%. And of course, here in the U.S., everything was love yesterday on Valentine's Day until the retail sales report came out yesterday morning before the market opened. And the positive futures went flat and then quite a bit down with a very soft retail sales report. And the Dow was also led downwards by Coca-Cola. It was down 7% today. Flat earnings and sales that continue to shrink at Coca-Cola. And they had guidance that was very prudent, very cautious for 2019. Coca-Cola CEO James Quincey blaming the global slowdown. Well, you know, I kind of think maybe the world's saturated in Coke and it's getting harder and harder and harder and harder to find new markets. And it's harder and harder and harder to grow existing markets. There's a lot of small type of craft sodas out there now. There's just a lot of competition in that space, and it continues to pinch the pride of Atlanta, KO, Coca-Cola. Oh, they're not knocked out. They're still a multi-billion dollar company, but the stock was down 7% yesterday. Well, today we have Pepsi, their big nemesis, their big competitor, kind of like Lowe's and Home Depot, one on one corner, one on the other corner, staring each other down. Pepsi's doing faring a little bit better today. Pepsi is up 2.8% today. You know what I would say about Pepsi versus Coca-Cola? Pepsi did diversify quite a bit. When they bought Frito-Lay, well, that's a good thing, you know, give the folks a lot of salty, convenient snacks, get them thirsty, and you got to wash it down with the cold Pepsi. Pepsi's earnings were up 14% year over year, but sales are grinding to a halt. Growth in sales, 0%. They sold $19.5 billion worth of Pepsi this quarter last year, and this year they sold exactly the same, 19.5. There's just not any growth. What's the dividend yield on Pepsi? Well, you're going to get a 3.2% dividend yield. They're headquartered in New York until, Ocasio-Cortez force them out of New York? Those greedy corporate money grubbing. Pepsi Cola, $162 billion in market capitalization. But you know what? I'm not in favor of non-growth companies. What drives capital appreciation? Growth in earnings. You always have to keep growing as a company. Well, with Pepsi and Coca-Cola, you know, it's very difficult. You just can't do it. You get so big. I mean, Walmart has the same problem. Where are you going to put a new Walmart? You've got one everywhere. Just they're putting Walmarts in China, I guess. NVIDIA beats earnings by 17 cents. Now, NVIDIA, I've been talking about that this week. That is a stock that is highly watched. It's got a big following. Their earnings did beat by 17 cents. They missed on revenues, however. I do not own NVIDIA. You know, the stock recently was cut in half and then some in about a three-month period of time. And if you think it's a good buy right now, well, they beat earnings pretty handily, and the stock is only up 2% right now. Now, get this. Their earnings that they just reported, they beat earnings, but their earnings are down 53% from the same quarter last year when cryptocurrency and Bitcoin mining was a booming business, not anymore. Earnings down 53% at NVIDIA. Sales down 24% at NVIDIA. And by the time this year is over, analysts are looking for a 20% drop in NVIDIA. Do stocks follow earnings? Well, NVIDIA was 292 in late September, and it's now 158. Earnings down 53%, stock down about the same, okay? Very, very tight correlation between earnings, the growth or the shrinkage thereof, and stock price appreciation or stock price depreciation. Which side of the street do you want to be on in that equation? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll talk about some on the right side of the equation. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We have cannabis news. We have pot news. We have, is it the world's largest publicly traded pot company? It is Canopy Growth. Canopy Growth has reported earnings. They're showing some growth, I will say that. Listen to this quarter. Canopy is an $11 billion market cap company headquartered in Smith Falls, Ontario, Canada, okay? Canopy Growth, which went public, you know, it's been public for a while, but they came over to the NASDAQ, actually the, I guess the New York Stock Exchange, back in mid-May of this year, at about, where did they go public at? They came over at about $30 per share. It's been as high as $60 per share since then. It was a double in about 6 months, and then it went from 60 to 25. It lost more than 50% of its value in a three-month period of time, okay? It doubles, then it loses 60% of its value. Now it's back to $48. So from that bottom, it's up about 80% now. It's a wild thing. Over the last couple of months, here's their quarter. They reported $97 million in sales of pot and cannabis, different kinds of products, versus $22 million last year. That is sales growth of 350%. Pepsi had flat sales growth. Canopy Growth reported earnings. Well, we don't know if that's something extraordinary or if it's operating earnings, but they made 22 cents versus 1 cent last year. Well, that's growth of 2,200%, something like that. They're looking to make 3 cents in earnings this year for the full year. 3 cents in earnings. The stock is currently valued, the company is currently valued at $11 billion. After their earnings report this morning, the stock is up 4.7%. It is the largest pot company by market cap value. But they're not seeing any earnings yet in these pot stocks. Now, Canopy is the one that has the deal with Constellation Brands to make some cannabis-infused alcoholic drinks. Let's not forget there's also a cannabis REIT. Did you know that? Yes, there is. IIPR. IIPR is a REIT that targets acquisition of industrial real estate assets that are used for growing medical use cannabis. All right. You know what's growing in those greenhouses there owned by that REIT? IIPR, it is a $617 million market cap REIT that also pays a dividend yield of 2.2%. It went public at $20 per share in 2016. Today it's $64 per share. I would argue that that is the best performing pot stock over the last couple of years. IIPR, I have no holdings in this. It will replace Amedisys in the mid-cap 400, and Amedisys in return is replacing Aspen Insurance I think in the S&P 500. So here goes a medical marijuana REIT, or just a marijuana. Cannabis REIT goes into the S&P 400, which is mid-cap stocks, and it's having a good day. It's up 5.3% today, 2% dividend yield, IIPR. Deer, everything runs, nothing runs like a deer, does it? Deer misses by 22 cents. Ouch. But it beat on revenues. Deer is down 1.1%. Now, here's my problem with John Deere and Company, DE, out of Moline, Illinois. Over the last 5 years, Deere's earnings have been shrinking by 5% per year. Okay, I mean, their earnings were $9.09 5 years ago. They got clear down to $4.81. But here's what I like about Deere. They've turned it around. Their earnings finally bottomed in 2016 at $4.81, and now they're moving in the right direction again. DE, which is a $52 billion company manufacturing tractors, combines, cotton, sugarcane harvesters, sprayers, mowers, and backhoe loaders. Next time you're in the vegetable aisle of your supermarket, well, you can probably thank a John Deere tractor or machine of some sort of bringing that to market. Deere stock down 1.5% today. They missed by 22 cents, but they beat on revenue. Another very important stock in the semiconductor space. Now, this week in the newsletter, I've already got a lot of it done. The sector rankings. Take a look at the sector rankings right now. The semiconductor sector is ranked number 2 out of 66. We had a big report, some big reports recently out of Lam Research and other semiconductor stocks. NVIDIA today with an okay report. Applied Materials, on the other hand, which has been a pretty soggy stock recently, in recent quarters, it's been a good stock over the last 5 years, but it seems like that semiconductor cycle is kind of flattening out. But there are still a lot of very vibrant semiconductor stocks out there. Applied Materials, not one of them. Their earnings down 25% year over year. I think they hit peak earnings about summer of last year. Their sales down 11% year over year. Very cheap stock, a P.E. ratio of 10 right now. But you've had no growth in earnings now over the last 2 or 3 years. And going forward, it looks a little bit hazy out there as to where the earnings growth will take Applied Materials. The stock is down 3.2%. I've owned Applied Materials in the past. In the 22 years I've been in the business, yes, I have definitely owned Applied Materials at various points during my career. I currently do not own Applied Materials, which is a $37 billion Santa Clara company that also sports a 2.1% dividend yield. Well, let's see. I may have a couple of good ones here to talk about in the second half of the show. Yesterday, I featured three stocks that I found to be best stocks now. A large cap dividend payer and two very ultra growth, aggressive growth types of stocks. What am I going to come up with for you today? Well, you'll have to stay tuned. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. On a big day, the NASDAQ is now starting to really kick in, along with the Dow, which is up about 330 points right now. Well, I just want to give you a little preview of this week's newsletter. Here's some of the topics that I will I've already written about most of these. I'm going to be writing about the Chinese stock market. What does this mean for China? FXI, which is an ETF, several ETFs that cover China. You know, the Chinese market has done a big double bottom type of formation here. Would you be buying into some of those great Chinese stocks right now? In this week's newsletter, I'll be talking about Boeing. I have a little thing about Apple in this week's newsletter. Chipotle in this week's newsletter. Of course, Chipotle reported earnings this past week. Talking about the potential for a raise of taxes on capital gains. What would that do to the market? I have writing about Netflix in the crosshairs of several states with a new tax. Who's been selling Tesla recently? One of the biggest mutual fund companies in the world has cut their Tesla exposure in half. Aurora Cannabis is in this week's newsletter. Under Armour in this week's newsletter. Shopify. I've heard some say call Shopify the next Amazon. Why? What about Shop? S-H-O-P. I talk Shop in my newsletter. I talk about the blue chip of utilities. This could become the first utility to reach $100 billion. And believe it or not, over the last 10 years, it's delivered returns to investors of 17.7% per year. That includes the dividend. And I also show you a 10-year chart of that blue chip utility. I talk about a great medical instrument stock, one of my favorites that I own in my Premier Growth portfolio. I talk about two of my favorite cloud stocks. The cloud stocks have been soaring here recently. They're big and fluffy and billowy right now. I talk about what are the chances for a recession out there on the horizon in the U.S. What about Europe? The chances for a recession there. I talk about Amazon in this week's newsletter. How can you write a stock market newsletter and not talk about Amazon? I talk about the semiconductor sector, which is ranked number two. I talk about a very stealthy large cap, which has coolly been returning 30% per year to investors over the last 5 years, very much under the radar. In this week's newsletter, I talk about the direction of retail sales. How bad was that report this past week, and should we worry about it? I talk about inflation or lack thereof. I talk about Cisco. How can you not read the Gunderson Best Stock Now newsletter? This is from a guy who is in the market up to his eyeballs, in his waders, with his fly fishing pole and my polarized glasses, watching every little nook and cranny of the market and reporting back to you on Saturday what I saw, what I witnessed, what I observed in the past week. You can get my newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. There's also information about Airbus, Zoetis, a couple of hot small cap stocks, one of the best IPOs of 2009. How do you include all of this in the newsletter, let alone my macro outlook for the market, my valuation target for the S&P 500, my portfolios and how they're doing so far this year? I have one portfolio, my ultra growth tax advantage portfolio, now up 20%, more than 20%. What's in it? Just 20 stocks, that's it. That's all I have room for. I've narrowed it down to what I think are the very, very best. To get this week's edition of the Gunderson Best Stocks Now newsletter, I've been writing it for over two decades. You can go to my website, GundersonCapital.com. All right, let's take a look at more news. Actually, it's a pretty busy earnings day. We've got Trump addressing the nation on the border, security on the southern border, and that averted a government shutdown, but he is not going to give up. He is going to continue to work on securing our southern border. All right, other stocks in the news here. I'm going to do my featured stock in the fourth quarter of the show. It's a large cap, no, it's a mid-cap technology stock that is really returning to prominence once again and breaking out today big time. FTC in talks with Facebook over a record multi-billion dollar fine. And let's use that to build the wall. The Federal Trade Commission is negotiating with Facebook over a record multi-billion dollar fine. Now, I was in Facebook for quite some time. It's been a great growth stock over the years. But for me, there have just been too many breaches. There's been too many scandals. I am not in Facebook anymore. The stock right now, how is it reacting to this news? Not good. The stock is down 1% on a day when the market, the Dow's up 350 and the NASDAQ's up almost 50. Let's not forget, Facebook was a $218 stock in late July. It got clear down to 123. It lost 35% of its value, more than that, 40% of its value in about 6 months. A lot of missteps along the way by Mr. Zuckerberg. Now, they have had fantastic earnings growth over the years, 74% per year over the last 5 years. That's the average. But look at their most recent two quarters. Earnings up 11%, earnings up 8%. And listen to the last four quarters. This is what you call deceleration. They went from 63% earnings growth four quarters ago to 32%, to 11%, to 8%. Oh, man, that's not good. That's called deceleration. And now they face a record multi-billion dollar fine, which could go as high as 20. Oh, it's going to beat. The previous record was held by Google at 22.5 million. Redfin reports. Well, has not been a very good stock. Redfin and Zillow, definitely a couple of disruptive stocks. You probably know that if you're in the real estate business. But at the same time, maybe it's been a good thing for the real estate business. I know they sell leads to agents. How is Redfin reacting today to their earnings, RDFN? And of course, there's Trulia out there too. Redfin is actually up today, 6.3%. They beat earnings and they beat on their revenue expectations. XPO Logistics, a stock I owned, oh, maybe a year ago, a trucking company. XPO misses earnings. XPO Logistics, not good. Hitting a new, well, multi-month low. XPO is down 17%. That stock was 117 back in September of this year. Last year, it's now 49. It's lost about 60% of its value. Coming up short. Missed earnings by 12 cents, and they missed earnings, and they missed revenues. Now, with all these earnings reports this week, we had 65 companies from the S&P 500 report earnings this past week. We've probably got about 80 to 85% of the S&P 500 companies now in the books. So we ought to have a really good number this week on what we now expect for this quarter, what we expect for the quarter that we're now in that will end in 6 weeks. We'll also have a much clearer number for this year, 2019, and we're getting a glimpse into 2020. Why is this important? Stocks follow earnings. Earnings follow, indexes follow earnings. The earnings of the S&P have been growing for 9 years. The market's been going up for 9 years. What about this year and next year? Can it support a higher market? In my newsletter this weekend, GundersonCapital.com. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's do our featured stock of the day here to finish out the week in the market and begin. Well, we're not there yet, but we do are looking forward to a three-day weekend in the stock market, which is very rare for us guys that work in the stock market. There's a rule that the market can never be closed more than 4 days, 3 days, I think it is, in a row. So a three-day weekend is like gold for us money men. Of course, I'll be looking at charts on Monday and answering emails and doing research and all this kind of stuff, which is necessary. But we've got a company in the news today. It by the name of Arista Networks, A-N-E-T, which kind of a thorn in the side of Cisco, I guess you could say. They are in the networking business, cloud networking software, hardware for the internet, cloud and next generation data centers, big data. They're also headquartered in Santa Clara. Today's Santa Clara Day. Wasn't Applied Materials in Santa Clara also? Well, Arista Networks is a $20 billion company. Went public in 2014. Get this. Arista went public in 2014 at, probably $60 a share, $55, somewhere in there. And since then, it's now a $260 stock, and it's been as high as $313 per share. They reported their quarter that ended December 31st, 2018. They beat earnings by 19 cents, and they beat on revenue. Now, how does that match up to the same quarter last year? Their earnings were up 32% year over year. Their sales were up 27% year over year. Take that, Pepsi, Coca-Cola. Well, you know, they used to have growth numbers like that too. Arista will start to decelerate. In fact, it's starting to decelerate now. It used to be growing at 56% per year. That's the five-year average. Now we're at 32%, but that's still outstanding growth for a $20 billion company. Now, let's test the old theory. Do stocks follow earnings growth? Over the last 3 years, Arista's stock has been going up at a rate, this is the return to shareholders, no dividend here, 64% per year over the last 3 years. While the market's been going up 11. Now, Arista went in a long downslide from August to Christmas Eve. That's about when all these tech stocks bottomed out. Arista went from 315 down to 187. Okay, that's painful. I currently do not own Arista. I've owned it in the past. but it went from 313 down to 187 in about a 4 or 5 month period of time, which some of these very high growth stocks are prone to do. That was a 40% drop. The stock bottomed out on Christmas Eve at 187. Today the stock is hitting 260. So since Christmas Eve, the stock is up 39%. It's up 8% today on this earnings beat. My five-year target price for Arista Networks is $495 per share. It's currently at $260. I believe it still has a lot of upside potential. This was a good report. The stock is currently ranked number 467 out of 5,080 in my database. I'm usually looking at that top 300 or 400. Maybe this will propel it into that, and I will be adjusting my price target when I see where this year's earnings estimates end up, when all is said and done, and where next year's earnings estimates end up when all is said and done. Okay, well, I'll be sending out the newsletter this week. I have a lot of tools for do-it-yourselfers between the app that I invented, the www.beststocksnowapp.com, my live trading alerts. I have a lot of subscribers to the live trading alerts. I sent out several this past week. And I also sent out commentary during the day. If I see anything that really jumps off the page, I send an alert out to my subscribers via push notification on your mobile device or email. You get both of those. Some you don't get the push notifications if you don't have an iPhone. And then, of course, I manage money. I am a fee-based money manager. I'm not caught in the trap of having to do an asset allocation 40-60, 50-50, 60-40, which the vast majority of my industry is in that allocation, asset allocation. It's like McDonald's hamburgers. If you go to an Ameriprise back east or one in the Midwest or one in the Southwest, the McDonald's hamburger is going to taste about the same. Not very good. That's just my opinion, okay? I just don't like asset allocation. I don't like to have my hand forced to buy stocks if there's a recession, and I don't want to buy bonds if the Fed starts to get aggressive again and starts hiking interest rates. I like to have the freedom. I like to be unconstrained. This has been a 10-year bull market, a wonderful opportunity to grow money in Best Stocks Now. Well, if you'd like to talk to me about my large cap growth portfolio, which is doing very well here in 2019, I have my aggressive growth portfolio and I have my dividend portfolio. I also run one with just ETFs and mutual funds, mostly ETFs. I think it's all ETFs. There aren't any mutual funds in it. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. And then 4 weeks from now, 4 weeks from tomorrow, we'll be in Scottsdale at the annual Financial Fest, where I will be one of the headline speakers. And I have a booth there. You can meet the team on Saturday. And you can meet with us personally on Monday and Tuesday before we got to jet back home. You can make an appointment. I think there's a few left. 855-611-BEST. Don't miss this week's newsletter. 855-611-BEST. If you're not in the Best Stocks Now, why not? GundersonCapital.com. 855-611-BEST. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.